This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Sharp Money on a Friday. I know who I don't want in a foxhole with me. His name is Dustin Sweetelson. Did you see the terror on his face? What's happening? What's going on? What's happening as we say hi? Why are you getting all mad at me? Dustin Sweetelson, Amal Shaw, I'm Patrick Maher. It's a great football Friday here on Sharp Money. Big things happening on the show, including we're $1,000 richer. I better go to the big guy because he's upset with me now. What's up, big guy?
I was just asking questions.
Turn on your mic. There you go.
I was just asking questions, and no one was giving me answers. So I thought I was going to have to start the show because we couldn't get you connected. So I sprinted to the bathroom to go to the restroom because, God forbid, I have to sit here for 10 minutes and have to talk and lead a conversation with having to hold that in. I don't have any rubber bands handy. That was the issue. It was 10 seconds out. Still didn't know who was starting the show, you or me. That's all I wanted to know.
Commanders fans have questions. Ron Rivera doesn't have the answers. Maybe that great American prophet Magic Johnson does, which we'll get to in just a second. Last night was ugly. Amal Shaw, we say hi as we start up a football Friday. What's going on?
Not much. To tell you what, man, the riddle of whether Justin Fields is the man and the mystery in Chicago continues. Has a great game. Second half, the team takes off, but you could see the difference in having a number one receiver in DJ Moore, what it makes for the Chicago Bears there. Good performance by the Bears. And Ron Rivera, call your nearest real estate agent.
It's 230 receiving yards and three touchdowns with a bunch of yak off a couple of hitches. Good for DJ Moore. My goodness. So this is the quote, Dustin and Amal, as we get you started. Got so much to do, of course. Friday's here on Sharp Money. Mike Somich is going to stop by. So plenty to touch on as well. We've got Brian Bosworth, the Boz, is going to stop by. Kyle Hunter, CBS Sports handicapper. So plenty to do. Red River, we've got a big trade, actually, in the NFL, which we'll get to in just a second. But you guys just touched on it, 40-20 last night. And by the way, if Fields hit on a couple of those open patterns, it could have been much worse than the 20-point beatdown. Josh Harris and his new ownership group has some answering to do today to Commanders fans. Why Jack Del Rio and a defense that is historically bad right now with a bunch of first round draft picks just littered all amongst the 11, and why Ron Rivera, who has repeatedly proven himself to be a subpar coach, are employed today? That is a wonder. How about Magic Johnson, who went from laughable to gangster overnight with this tweet? Tonight, quote, Magic Johnson, remember, 5% owner of the Commanders. Tonight, the Commanders played with no intensity or fire. We didn't compete in the first half and got down 27-3 heading into halftime. It was too big of a hole to climb out of, and that is why we ended up losing 40-20. He didn't lie. Now, everything like Magic, Amal, it's like when he tweets, he says something that's very basic, which is it was at 27-3, too big of a hole to climb out of, and they got trounced 40-20. But that first sentence is very important. And remember, when you're watching Magic Johnson, don't just look at the smile. Paul Westfall, ask others. He's a killer behind closed doors. And he said, tonight the Commanders played with no intensity or fire. That is a direct shot from a new owner at the head coach.
Oh, you're absolutely right about that. First of all, you know, people think cocaine's an addictive drug. Holy cow, this guy can't let go of fame, can he? I mean, look, he's stating the obvious, but why don't you state something that's going to be beneficial to the team and the fan base? Like, we're going to consider making some changes with these additional 3 days off, whether it's Jack Del Rio or Ron Rivera. And I'll tell you the thing that was a big indictment of this team in last night's game. Was the lack of effort. Look, DJ Moore played a fantastic game, Patrick. You talked about the run after catch, but some of those plays, it was just a lack of effort, poor tackling, and really, this team right now looks disengaged. I think that loss against Philadelphia turned out to be a lot more disheartening than maybe many people anticipated it being.
Yeah, Justin Fields, you mentioned it at the onset, 8 touchdown passes over the last 2 games, 282, 4 touchdowns, 57 yards on the ground, 27-3 at the half, big guy, 17-0 lead out of nowhere. It hit quick and it hit hard there in the nation's capital. Outrushed by nearly 150 yards, gave up 451 in total, this Commanders defense. We mentioned DJ Moore, the big trade in the offseason. Now this defense for Washington's allowed 30-plus points in four straight games. Herbert, the rest of the crew absolutely ran wild all over the Commanders. Right now, a team that is 2-3, two wins inauspiciously, went to Philadelphia and somehow challenged the NFC champs, came back in a primetime matchup to open up week five and absolutely laid an egg. They were humiliated last night on national TV.
You mean this tweet from Magic Johnson wasn't really critical back in 2016? It wasn't something that you learned from? May 1st, 2016, with Steph Curry on the floor, the Golden State Warriors are a championship team. Without him, they are still a very good team. That you don't think he's a very overly critical guy on social media?
No. I think maybe I misstated it because think the two of you are kind of missing the point here. This is about as pointed as owner has ever been on social media at a head coach. Yes. Fellas, you're missing it. You're talking about fame and you're talking about an old stuff. No. Let me finish. You're talking about an old Steph Curry tweet. He said, tonight the Commanders played with no intensity or fire. He's literally taking a shot directly at the head coach.
No, I'm with you.
What are you guys talking about?
I'm with you. I'm proving your point that this was an example of an old Magic Johnson tweet, and that's all this account has been littered with for a very long time. He never says anything critical about anyone ever, except for maybe one time, and that was with Rob Pelinka, and that might have been coded messages, but he basically just says positive things all the time that literally I could walk up to a stranger at the bar right now and they could tell me the same thing.
You're saying that was his first attempt.
Yes.
Okay, I got you. Go ahead, Amal.
My point is he's not 51% majority like Josh Harris. So his opinion at the end of the day is irrelevant. He's just
no, that's not true. How is his opinion irrelevant? He's part of the ownership group.
Because Josh Harris has controlling interest. And let me tell you,
you don't think Josh Harris is going to listen to Magic Johnson?
I don't. Most billionaires don't listen to other people. They listen and make the decisions on their own. There's a reason why he's the majority owner. This guy ran Apollo. They're one of the wealthiest funds in the world. And trust me when I tell you, he's not going to Magic Johnson to make a decision on the head coach.
Why would
NFL.
I trust you when you tell me that? You don't know the guy.
I'm making an assertion based on how other people react at that level. Jerry
and
Jones
what does
always
it matter what he owns? What I don't understand what Apollo has to do with this.
My point is, this is a guy who's been very successful. You think he's going to Magic Johnson in terms of how to run his organization?
I do.
Well, substantial. Why? He ran the Lakers into the ground. They pushed him out for Rob Pelinka.
Wait. Okay. So why would he want him to be a part of the ownership group?
It's a name. Magic Johnson's got tremendous cachet. Who knows who knew who Josh Harris was before this?
So do you think Josh Harris, if he's upset about this quote, tonight the Commanders played with no intensity or a fire, do you think he went and lectured Magic Johnson based on your assertion?
No, not at all.
So he's just going to allow one of these minority owners that he doesn't respect his opinion. He's going to allow him to go off on social media.
I didn't say he didn't respect his opinion.
Against his team.
I didn't. You first of all,
so
I never said
he ask him for his opinion. Then, based on
just because you respect somebody's opinion doesn't necessarily mean you go to them for something.
Just because you respect somebody for their opinion, okay.
It depends on what it is, right? Do you think he's going to go to him in terms of how to build wealth? This is a guy who's made a ton of money.
I think he'd go to one of the great winners in American sport history and ask him what he thinks about what he saw last night.
How many successful people have we seen in professional sports? Isaiah Thomas won 2 titles. What did he win in the professional ranks? How successful was he? How successful was Magic Johnson as a head coach? How successful was Magic Johnson in the front office?
But he's not coaching the football team. He's simply, maybe he goes to him to ask for an opinion. Did you see fight? Did you see a prepared team? Did you see a team that was inspired last night? That's all I'm saying.
No, I completely agree that they weren't. You could see it in the first quarter. I said that falls on Ron Rivera. I don't know if the loss and the decision to not go for 2 turned out to be a detriment to this team's momentum coming into Thursday night's game, but they looked like they were completely disinterested in that football game, because I think it would be hard for the Bears to put up 27 points on almost any team if they're truly engaged.
Yeah. I mean, I actually think we're probably more in line than maybe this brief disagreement would allude, because I think the idea that Magic, like you said, he's not majority owner. He's just owner of 5% of Washington. But I do think in circles, and you know what I'm talking about with Westfall, Magic,
yeah,
in it, what was it, his second year,
yeah,
where essentially
out.
He said, it's him or me.
Right.
Magic Johnson's going to smile in your face, but behind it, he's a killer. And he's one of the more competitive players. That's why his smile and his whole outward approach has always been a little bit misunderstood. And you know this, he's one of the great competitors. I think jumping on Twitter, and this goes back to Dustin's point, where he's been very vanilla, very milquetoast, and very basic, very mid with his tweets. Hey, what's going on with Monte Teo? Hey, Steph Curry's a good basketball player. Hey, tonight the Commanders played with no intensity or fire. Now, Amal, Dustin, I don't know if this leads to Josh Harris. Now, that's to Amal's point, actually abiding by what he's saying on social, but I think it is a direct call out of Ron Rivera, and I don't think it adds up to anything good for the coaching staff. Would you guys agree with that?
It's definitely step one of what is potentially a really nice thing falling into the lap of this ownership group. I think the last thing that you want when you take over a team like this is to have to settle for mediocrity with Ron Rivera as your head coach for the future. You want to make changes. So as much as they want to win and they want to be a successful franchise, they can get their own people in there. Step one is Del Rio's gone and controlling the defense. Step two is Rivera's gone. I think there's a scenario where Eric Bieniemy ends up coaching this team down the stretch as a tryout to be a head coach and could potentially keep the job if the offense looks good.
I think Bieniemy threw the ball 55 times last night because of Del Rio's offense putting him in a hole. That was, what did you guys think about Howell, by the way? Because maybe it's a game almost like Daniel Jones on Monday night where you can't really properly judge Howell. I think he had a few nice throws. He had a couple of terrible mistakes, but he's constantly 51 attempts.
Well, look, he wasn't bad considering he's 37 for 51. They ran for 29 yards. A couple of times, Brian Robinson, that third down and one, he gets engulfed there by the Bears defensive line. He was so frustrated coming off the field, Brian Robinson was. I think it's very difficult at this level, unless you're Patrick Mahomes or someone of that caliber, to be able to be effective against a team who knows you're going to be completely one-dimensional.
I'm guessing you weren't sweating the over. 60 points. They almost cashed the over at halftime. By the way, the second half total posted 23. Bet down to 22.5. That easily goes over with that DJ Moore touchdown.
Oh, he just scored again.
My goodness. They just scored 60 total points between two putrid teams. We continue.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, the NHL season starts up this Tuesday, so make sure you become a VSiN Pro subscriber today and get our all-new NHL betting guide. Features previews for all 32 teams, future bets, award picks, and season-long props, first betting strategies as far as the period, season betting power ratings from Steve Mackinnon. This is a confusing read. Bottom line is this. We have a bunch of new writers that have contributed to the 2023 betting guide, and it's the best we've got. So make sure you check it out. You want to bet? You're a novice? You'll love it. You're experienced? You'll love it. VSiN.com/subscribe. Now, here's the thing. As we welcome you back here on Sharp Money, we had success. And what I mean by that, most of you remember, I'm Patrick Maher, Amal Shaw, Dustin Sweetelson. We were doing a contest. Bill Adee, who is our fearless leader here at VSiN for many years now, he found $1,000 for a futures play on the Super Bowl. So a little competition amongst the shows here at VSiN, and we were pushing VSiN Pro annual subscriptions, which, by the way, when you get a VSiN Pro annual subscription, you can get the 2023 NHL betting guide, also the NBA betting guide, which dropped yesterday. That's all in it. The free picks are in it, the picks page, the tools, everything. Anywho, we did okay. It's not like we won. There were other shows that outsold us, and we congratulate them. But the one thing we did do well is I sent Dustin and Amal the frozen envelope, okay? And the frozen envelope, which they had a drawing, a random drawing for the $1,000, and Bill Adee over there in the new crib, you know, the marble staircase, the chandeliers all over the place. He went to the couch, pulled out the $1,000, and pulled out the frozen envelope that said Sharp Money. I'm sure the rest of the shows that finished ahead of us with sales are going to be very happy for us. But Sharp Money, boys, we are the winners of the $1,000. Congratulations.
Congrats to all of us. Looking forward to, we'll have to include one of our patrons in the 10%.
Well, they have to prove it.
That's right.
That'll be easy to do, right? Because based on the people, we'll take one of those names and include them in the drawing.
What'd we give them? How much?
10%.
Woo. They might get more than we get.
How do we? So of the subscriptions that Sharp Money sold, so we've just got to grab one of those that signed up using the promo code Sharp Money.
Correct.
And then we'll link them in. You know what? Absolutely. We'll bring them on the air when we go ahead and get ready for our futures play on the Super Bowl as well.
By the way, it'd be great if like Micah Parsons is one of the subscribers and we picked the Niners to win the Super Bowl.
It'd be even better if it was like Scarlett Johansson. Just like, what's up, girl? I heard you were a fan. Let's go. Sharp Money and Scarlett. Well, I don't know. I think we had a 9% shot to win the $1,000. So pretty good, no?
It was like 12 shows. Great. 12 shows were involved, I think.
Is that many?
Yeah, it was like 12 shows were involved. We ended up with a 9% chance, and we beat the odds. And now we're going to try and beat the odds with winning on a Super Bowl ticket.
Is it just
a play? Like, when do we? I know Bill AD is going to stop by, I believe, on Monday.
Correct.
And hand deliver the cash. So when do we have to have our futures play in by?
We got to figure Monday show. He's going to hand us the cash and then they're going to have a shot of us walking and placing the ticket.
Hi, Patrick, I asked them to see if we could make the play today because I was going to make a suggestion. I think the odds are going to change on it come Monday.
OK, let's hear it. I'm open.
49ers. They play the Cowboys. They win this game. They're probably going to wind up with home field advantage throughout the NFC postseason. And then you look at Dallas having potentially two losses. They still have the Eagles to come. But the Niners, the way they've come out of the block, I think it would be tough to argue against them being the best team in the first quarter of the NFL season.
Okay, so right now, the 49ers, your co-betting favorites in the market with the Chiefs. Did you say plus 550, 5.5 to 1?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
7.5 to 1 on the Eagles. The Bills are 7.5 to 1 as well. The Cowboys, 10 to 1, along with the Dolphins. So let's keep on going here and see where we can get to a place where maybe something jumps out at us. I don't hate the Ravens. Dustin and I have been all over this team, so Ravens, Amal, you can veto it. The Ravens at 16 to 1. The Detroit Lions, wouldn't that be apropos? Some synergy, 18 to 1.
I want to go back to your Ravens. I would never object to the Ravens. I think this is a very good football team. And when you look at the AFC, I know the Chiefs have been the gold standard for the last half a dozen years, but they are not without their shortcomings. When you look at it, think about the Patriots during their great Super Bowl runs. They never blew anybody out in any NFL, in any Super Bowls. And when you look at the Chiefs in the conference championship games, minus the one against Houston, they've generally had tight games. It took an offsides for New England to beat them. It took a bad penalty by the Bengals for the Chiefs to beat them. It took a bad decision by McDermott to not go with the squib kick that helped them ascend. So I think the Ravens are very much alive. And you have to look at Baltimore from this perspective. They're going to be challenged within their division. They might not wind up with the best record, but they've had so many injuries that if this team is fully healthy, I think they've got a great case to be potentially the best team in the AFC, because you've got one guy. Mahomes is the best passer and quarterback in the NFL, but Lamar Jackson, on the day when he's throwing the ball with accuracy, probably is the most dangerous player in the NFL.
I'm just reading quickly the fine print. It does say, I don't know if you guys saw this in the contest. It says at the bottom of the fine print, Bill AD is an 80% partner in the $1,000. So really that leaves us 20%. So 20% divided by 4, we're 5% in this. AD, you sly devil.
No, well, plus we got the behind the scenes.
We have the crew.
Yeah.
And by the way, here's the issue is we have a rotating crew. We have a couple people here a couple days a week. Like, what is their cut? I think we have to do it based on how many days a week you're working the show.
So everybody right now in the closet there at the D is in percentage wise in on this as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. So
what about that dude sitting behind you at the Bar Canada? Is he in too?
He's basically on my lap. So, I mean, at this point, me and him might be getting married by the end of the weekend.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Love is in the air. And we love it. So, well, I didn't hate Amal's breakdown of the Ravens, by the way. And as we take a look, I would 100% agree with you. The 49ers right now, the cleanest team. If we'd put it that way, the Eagles look like a team that is building. I think you guys would agree with that. It's undefeated, yet really haven't shown anything special thus far. The Bills, after a dud in week one, they're in Jersey at the Jets, have been freaking great. The Chiefs, that would be just way too basic if we used $1,000 free roll on the Chiefs. So it starts getting into VSIN, kiss John Goulet's ass territory with the Cowboys. Shout to Dave Ross, the Dolphins. Shout to Femi, the Dolphins. I think Michael Lombardi would have a heart attack live on the Lombardi line if Tua won a Super Bowl. We don't want to go there. The Detroit Lions, Dan Campbell ain't winning a Super Bowl. You can lock it up. The Cleveland Browns are 25-1. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 30-1. The Bengals are 30-1. So I don't know. Right now, my tingle says that 16-1 is a good price on the Ravens, boys.
Yeah, look, I think all paths to the Super Bowl go through Kansas City until proven otherwise. It's just kind of what they do. They turn it on when it matters. But I do think the Ravens possess a style of game that if it's going to get ugly and gross, and that's kind of the way Kansas City's offense has been to start the year with the way the receivers have played, if it's an ugly, gross style game, I like Baltimore's chances of walking away with a win.
Here's my thinking on this. I would prefer to go with an NFC team for one reason, because I think the path in the NFC is much easier. For me, I have four teams that have the possibility of getting to a Super Bowl. San Francisco, right. Dallas, Philly.
Wait, hold on. Let's play a game.
Okay.
Let's all write them down right now. All right. So we're going NFC.
Yeah.
And obviously we're all going to have San Francisco. So this is, again, congratulations. And I mean this, and I sincerely mean it. That goes from Follow the Money all the way through the Greg Peterson Experience. Everybody that contributed and sold these VSiN Pro memberships, I give you guys props. We sold a ton of them. And guess what? Everybody that's bought a VSiN Pro membership, we've heard nothing but amazing feedback. So if you haven't got involved, you can go right now, vsin.com/subscribe. So that's just to the side. The fact that we had 9% chance to get $1,000 free roll on the Super Bowl, that's just icing on the cake for us here, a newer show in Sharp Money. So we're very appreciative. Let's go with our four. Okay, so we'll just go in order. You, San Francisco, I'll take them one. Amal Shaw, you're up next.
I'll go Philadelphia two.
Okay, big guy.
Detroit three.
I knew what your donkey butt was going to say.
You want to put $1,000 on Dak Prescott to do something in the postseason?
It's a fair point.
That would have to be four, though.
That's it. Yeah,
it has to be four. But I know it's two. It lines up with the numbers and the odds, but it has to be those four. No,
is there any look? Can I convince you of the Buffalo Bills?
How about can we draft AFC?
Yes,
let's do AFC. No, I thought we were doing them separately.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll come back and do that. Dustin, I'm sorry, I interrupted you. Finish.
No, I was going to try and convince you of an AFC team. We can get to that in the next segment because...
Well, can we convince each other of any NFC teams that are left on the board?
San Francisco, for sure, you can convince me of.
Oh, no,
out of the four, outside of the four.
Oh, outside?
No, I can't get behind anybody else. Do you guys?
It's not pretty, no. Man.
I think it's...
I mean, if we look, we're getting into Saints Seahawks.
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't do it.
I believe after Sunday night, there are going to be three teams left in the NFC.
Yeah.
So the eliminated team would be whom?
Dallas. If they lose, I think having to play as a wild card, Detroit, I expect to win the division. I expect Philly to win the division and the Niners to win the division. Cowboys going through the road? I don't think so.
I know you guys. I know you guys are going to think I'm trolling. Lions are looking.
We included them. We included them. Number.
Yeah, exactly. I know. No, you're right. Okay, let's come back with our draft for the AFC, and we'll figure this out. Shout to Bill AD. Great job, all shows across the VSiN landscape.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, win bigger by betting smarter this NFL season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. You can research every NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Stop betting in the dark. Download the Hall of Fame app or visit HOFBets.com. Use the code WINNER to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. Okay, we got the boys, Red River. Coming up this weekend, we've got Samich, we've got Brian Bosworth joining. So plenty to do. We're going to run the board as is customary here on Sharp Money on a Football Friday. Amal Shaw, Dustin Sweetelson, I'm Patrick Maher. Hope you're having a nice week. Enjoyed. It was at least an eventful game last night. If you're a Chicago Bears fan, you feel like, okay, Eberflus might be a donk, but he's somebody that actually had the locker room still with him after all of the turmoil. And what I mean by that is the FBI. guy potentially, as we heard, completely falling apart to a terrible Denver team at home, turning around 4 days later and pummeling a Washington Commander team that had a little juice after a tough game up in Philly. So you like that. A weird start to week five. And then even weirder for us this morning, we didn't sell the most subscriptions in our little contest with the other shows here at VSiN, but Sharp Money won the drawing. So we get Bill AD's $1,000 to spend on a Super Bowl future, and we're having a little fun with it on the air. We just did a little snake draft for the NFC. Amal brought up a very good point. If we end up going with a singular team, and we could talk about our hedging options coming up here. If we go with a singular team, maybe it's the NFC just because an easier route, and then you get into the hedge options once we get there. But we had, boys, we had San Francisco, we had Philadelphia, we had Detroit, which is the longest number at 16-1, and then we had the Dallas Cowboys at 10-1. Oh. Let's go snake on the AFC.
Before we go real quick, can I just say something? Patrick just used the word singular, and I just thought about this. I wasn't even thinking about it previously. Why don't we just take five teams at $200?
Well, no, I think we have to take one, deal is one for $1,000.
Oh, okay.
It's $1,000 one bet voucher.
I was just like, hey, we can guarantee ourselves a team in the NFC in the Super Bowl.
Well, we do know if we want to go share a drink with Bill, because it is his money, all we have to do is go to his house, a.k.a. the Legacy Club up above Circa. I mean, does he leave?
Stop stealing my secret to getting free drinks when I'm out. Stop telling everyone.
Okay, Snake, go, I'll just start to make it easy. Chiefs.
Dustin, go ahead.
I'm actually going to go Buffalo, too.
I'm going to go... I will go Ravens.
Chiefs, Buff, Ravens. Ugh.
Next.
I know. I have to, just because I'll just do it, and we'll keep going, because I'll just go Dolphins just because there's 10-1. So yeah, Chiefs at plus 550. Sorry, quickly. Buffalo is 750. So 7.5-1. The Ravens are 16-1 and the Dolphins 10-1. Do we want to keep going here?
Look, I'll throw another one in the mix, and it's kind of long, and you're banking on some things going right with the health of someone.
Yes, I agree.
But the Cincinnati Bengals at 30-1 for $1,000. Free play is super interesting to me.
I'll let you guys vote on this.
I think that's the play. I swear to you. And it's overused, but if we're going to use the term value.
Absolutely.
We've seen this team do exactly what they've done this year. Maybe not look as bad with the variables, but they won 12 games after starting pitifully last year.
So I think they absolutely need to be in the top five, because we have one more spot left in the snake draft. Here are the four teams that I think we would all debate for that last spot. Would you rather have the Bengals or the Chargers?
I would rather have... the Bengals, because they have a chance to win the division. I don't believe the Chargers can win the division.
The Bengals.
The Bengals or the 100%. Jaguars?
Bengals.
Bengals or the Browns?
See, that's actually interesting.
Yeah, no Chubb.
Just so because of the defense.
Yeah. Or do we
but
go?
I'd still probably say the Bengals.
Yeah. And then the last one, and I know the answer, but they're just on the list. The Titans or the Bengals?
No, Bengals. Come on.
It's juicy. It's juicy.
Well, before he said it, I was looking at 30-1. I thought the Bengals are a pretty good shot, simply because if they get healthy. By the way, you talk about some hedging opportunities we could have there.
That's what I'm saying. The ticket's so big, we could bet against it and be okay.
And if Lamar Jackson got hurt, then the Cincinnati Bengals become a much, much more dangerous team, because they would host the first round of the wild card, because they would have theoretically won the division. I think the Browns are going to take a step back. I think without Nick Chubb, they just don't have the offensive consistency.
And here's the thing. We can see how Burrow looks on Sunday, because we're not placing this until Monday. So it might get a little shorter. That's okay if it's 20-1 on Monday, 25-1.
That much.
Don't care. We'll see how healthy Burrow is. That'll be a deciding factor for us. But also in that division, I think they're all going to beat up on each other so bad that it's not going to take a massive record to win it, that even with Burrow banged up, Cincinnati can still win the division.
30-1 is a crazy number. It is.
But look, that got the juices flowing in everyone. So
yeah,
I would say, is there another bet on the board where you got excited about the potential for it?
Bengals top.
That 30-1 on the Bengals, that Frank Thomas, Nugenics, you know what I'm saying? that's a Nugenics number for your boy.
Get
45 years old, that helps.
Get us a sponsor for this bet, because it's brought to you by a place that you have to consult with a doctor before you get the prescription for.
So there's three games you got to play to get to the Super Bowl if you're the Bengals. Let's assume they're not going to wind up with the best record in the AFC. They'll have a home game. Buffalo's without Tre'Davious White. They're still a team that they can beat. I think mentally Cincinnati's just better than them. The Miami Dolphins don't have enough defense. The Ravens are a team that's a contender and dangerous. Guys, if Joe Burrow's healthy, I still think the Cincinnati Bengals are the second best team in the AFC. They can't play any worse.
It's three teams for me. Ravens, Bengals, Lions.
Ravens, Bengals, Lions. Amal, you have a three?
I have no objection to that for a couple of reasons. Let me just kind of give you my reasoning. First of all, in the NFC, the Lions are going to get some bum from the NFC South that they got to play in a wild card game that they're going to beat by 14 points. Then they're going to have to go on the road to Philly or somewhere. We can hedge in that spot at 18-1. They're going to be about a 4.5-point dog. Good opportunity there, maybe five. I think it's a good chance with the Lions, because they're going to win the division. By the way, one thing to keep in mind, this division is so weak, they could potentially, if there's an injury in San Francisco or Philadelphia, wind up with the second best record in the NFC.
If we're talking about show content, you're talking to a dude that probably I might at 45 still have a Barry Sanders poster on my wall. So if we're talking about show content, watching me live and die with the Lions, and I hate the team. I'm at that point in life where I'm spiteful against them, but would go nuts if they won. So
I've known you since 2016. There. I've never heard you say anything good about them ever.
Have they given me reason?
No. All I've heard is you defend the honor of Matthew Stafford, but even while doing that, crapping all over the franchise.
Yeah, but how'd that work out for the Lions? They traded him 10 days later. He won a Super Bowl.
How many teams are going to have three Hall of Famers in two decades and didn't win a playoff game?
Yeah.
And by the way, both Herman Moore and Barry Sanders hated the franchise when they left. It was a good run dapping people up out the door. They both didn't speak for years to the franchise.
So the Lions are in my three. Look, I go Buffalo.
Okay, you guys give me your three. It's not just about me. Let's go. Give me your three.
Buffalo, Cincinnati, Detroit. Only reason Detroit's in there, it has nothing to do, less to do with them, more to do with the NFC being so weak and them being a long number.
The only team I have objected to so far out of the 10 teams.
Buffalo.
Buffalo. I'm sorry. I am not getting behind
We'll cross them off.
And their fans are donks. Like, everything about Buffalo.
I just think 750, and they haven't been able to get past the Chiefs. To me, the Chiefs look like they will not, for the first time ever with Mahomes there, they can't go shot for shot with Buffalo in the playoffs.
I just feel like Buffalo is the only team out of the 10 we've selected I would eliminate. The other nine, I would 100% sign off on. You don't even have to give reasoning.
Good. So what about maybe we discuss it next, but are we totally eliminating the ones at under 10-1 and under, the shorter ones? Are we totally eliminating San Francisco through the Dolphins?
I was going to say, are we missing something here? Are the Packers at 60-1?
Oh, no.
Is Jordan, Jordan Love still the quarterback?
Samet should come on and tell us that number is way too long. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, if there was a long shot that I could be intrigued by, I would say the Jaguars, but I wouldn't. Here's why. The Bengals are the same odds, and the Bengals' upside is just so much higher.
Yeah. I mean, the Chargers sitting there 30-1 just because the quarterback, you stare at it, but then you realize Donk City coaching. The Dolphins at, like, I should throw out, we should, the Dolphins at 10-1. Isn't that number way too short?
It is. Crazy? Yeah. No, it's too short.
I think I have 30-1 from the offseason on them.
I don't know. I got to tell you, too, I'm kind of, for me, there's two teams I'm pretty firm on, Baltimore and Cincinnati. The division. You got an opportunity. They're going to host a game, and then they win that game. We got an opportunity to move forward from there.
Okay. I like the logic. Red River's next.
This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher and Amal Shaw on VSIN, the sports betting network.
All right, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook this season, new customers can bet $5 and pocket $200 in bonus bets instantly. Plus, all customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day over at DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app and use the promo code SHARP, S-H-A-R-P. It's lucky when you sign up. DraftKings Sportsbook, the crown is yours. Big smile on the big guy's face. $1,000 voucher, free roll. Shout to Bill AD. I'm Patrick Maher. I'm Amal Shaw, Dustin Sweetelson, Sharp Money. Hope you're having a nice week. Got plenty to do. Like, we are lucky right now. We didn't, and this is credit to a ton of shows who did a ton of hard work to sell a bunch of subs. And frankly, it's not just about selling subscriptions, because when you get a subscription, and you can sign up now, vsin.com/subscribe, you get the NHL betting guide, you get the college football betting guide, you get the NBA betting guide, which dropped yesterday. But we get like the picks. Every time I hear from somebody, they say the same two things. Anytime they become new subscribers, they say, I can't believe I get all the picks from show host and guests. And then they say, also, it was worth it for the betting splits. So you can see where the money is updating. You can see where it doesn't match up to the public opinion. But I'm telling you, on top of that, you get everything else we offer. So I'm not trying to be a shill. I'm just telling you, okay? Now, we did win the $1,000. There's a couple things here as we continue to work our way through it, because AD's going to deliver the $1,000 on Monday, and then we'll go right behind you there at the book, and we'll place our $1,000 future on the Super Bowl. Now, Amal's had some great points. He's pointed to the NFC. It looks like right now the NFC bet that we potentially could make is the Lions at 16-1. I got a couple of things. Did you text Fezzik, our professional bettor, our friend here?
I did. I wanted to get his thoughts. Also, Amal retweet this because I tweeted it from the Rap Radio that we won the contest. We have a $1,000 free roll. Who would they take? I'm curious what other people would take here. Would they do a shorter ticket that feels a little bit safer, or would they take a chance because it's free money?
At the Rap Radio, THEWRAP Radio on Twitter. Help us out. Go get your vote counted. And then a couple other things. One, there's been kind of a running theme that started this Monday with the big guy kind of having a crush on some of the, well, I guess, workers all behind us there at Bar Canada. Now, they've been, when we go to your solo shot, can we go to Dustin's solo shot here? Those watching on TV, you see the big guy. Let's go to now. Perfect. So behind him, and Amal, I don't know if you can see the monitor. Yep. There have been on either side of the big guy, there have been two beautiful women that have showed up a bunch during the taping today. I don't know if it has to do with the fact that it got back to them, but they want some screen time. If they want screen time, we can cut them in on the $1,000 if they want to get involved with our bet here.
We've heard from Fezzik,
if it gets you a date. What?
We've heard from Fezzik, by the way.
That was a quick change of topic.
Yeah, that was quite a diversion.
I got the note from Fezzik.
Sounds like Ron Rivera talking to Josh Harris in the group today. Anyway, how's your golf game?
So Steve says, I would be boring and take the Niners.
Well, that was Amal's initial gut.
But the $1,000 to win $5,000, but then we got to split it up over so many people.
Hey, let me tell Reggie during the break. Reggie wants 23%.
Let me tell you something. 5,000 divided by a certain percentage is better than 0 divided by any percentage.
True. It was, if we're being fair, it was Amal's initial gut. And then you just ask a dude that that's what he does for a living. And he said the same thing, the 49ers. So now all of a sudden the 49ers are in the mix.
No, to me, that makes the most sense. Like you normally don't have $1,000 to throw. The reason I would never bet $550 on a Super Bowl team is because I would never place $1,000 on a future myself.
I can't believe you and I are sitting here going $5,500 just isn't getting it flowing. Like, what are we talking about
not
here?
It's not, and that's bad. It's really bad.
That's not good.
Hey, guys, I'm just to say this. Let's say we've got it on our crew and we've got our 10% person. We're walking away with $500 each. Okay? I'm going to tell you right now, I will take that $500. Every day I walk down Fremont Street, I will never find $500 in my life. So yeah, I will take the, if we can get it. But my argument for the AFC North when Patrick brought up the Ravens is this. I think the Bengals and the Ravens, I actually think we should split the ticket on them. If they say we can't, then we'll make a decision. But man, Cincinnati, when do you get a team of the caliber of the Cincinnati Bengals at 30-1?
You don't.
Totally agree.
You don't. Okay, go.
See, right then when you were talking, Shorty showed up behind you. Anyway, can you text Goulet? Right, let's do this all on the air. This is going to be a 3-hour tour today. And we'll have an answer by the end of the show, I promise. But text Goulet if we can split our bet. 500 on one, 500 on the other.
But also,
he can then text Bill.
This is a great way if you're looking at making a future bet in the NFL right now to win the Super Bowl. Realistically, if you want to throw the Browns, Chargers, God, I'm not going to do it, but you can put the Jaguars in the conversation if you want. But you're probably down to 8 to 9 teams in both leagues combined, maybe 10 teams. And you kind of eliminate based on what you don't like or what the scenarios are. And Patrick, I think one thing that gets overlooked because in the NFL, the way it's structured, where your division is and who you're going to potentially host in the first round makes a difference in how you might look at this.
Totally agree. That's why I point to what you said about the NFC being desirable. Quickly, when you do text Goulet, can you ask him if we could also put it on Inter Miami tomorrow in MLS? Because $1,000 on Inter Miami. Well,
so
anyway,
is Messi playing tomorrow?
No, I'm just playing. He's not playing.
Well, no, look,
Cincinnati.
If we want to get weird, it technically does. It says a Super Bowl future. Isn't an exacta a Super Bowl future? And what if we did 49ers over Bengals? I want to see what that would pay out. I'm looking on Circa right now.
Well, let's not get greedy.
49ers defeat Bengals 110-1.
It's not bad.
Look, I need to put down some roots in this city. I need to buy a home.
Okay, here's the goal. Fat enough odds to quit our job.
Well, so it looks like we're going to be taking that.
They gave us $1,000 voucher. Boys. We turned it into,
bye,
done a sharp money.
Hey, looks like we're going to have the Arizona Cardinals. We're all in.
Good. The problem is AD would probably celebrate to get rid of the three of us, so we don't want to go there.
Oh, come on. 49ers over Bengals, 110-1.
Hey, guys. All right. I think we go with the Bears. I like Fields' mobility, 400-1. Better than Josh Dobbs, better than Bryce Young. They're coming off a win. They got 3 additional days before the next game. They can turn this 1-4 start into a 13-4 season. Bears win their first Super Bowl since 85.
The Jets could steamroll the Broncos this week. All the pieces are there for them to put it together. Aaron Rodgers says he's been rehabbing really hard to get back. All Wilson has to do is get them to the playoffs, and then a 75% Aaron Rodgers could come back and win them the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers has been listening to soundtracks of whales mating to help with the recovery. Did you guys hear that?
I did not.
I think it was dolphins mating sounds that apparently helps with your ACL. So there's something to it. The Rams at 80-1. All of a sudden, McVay, Stafford's got a little fire in the belly. Puka, Nakua, your boy.
Hey, he's been unbelievable.
Hey, we could really zag while everybody's going to go Commanders off that performance last night. It is an up-down league, boys.
Hold on 1 second. Let's be real here. That 80-1 is not fair on the Commanders. That should be about 175.
Yeah, that's disgusting. That's disgusting.
80-1.
Interesting, 9% chance. That's what sharp money had to win $1,000, and that's Ron Rivera's chances of returning next year. So
you think it's that high?
No, I don't, actually. I definitely don't. All right.
I like the exactas. The exactas are really tantalizing. 49ers, because we think that they'll win.
It's a 49ers over face? Chiefs.
21-1. That's the next one.
That's
I was going to say.
49ers. I was going to say 49ers Eagles, dummy. How about if you were to say Eagles Chiefs, run it back?
Eagles Chiefs.
Good question. Who's the winner there, though?
Eagles this time, let's say.
Okay.
Yeah, let's say Eagles.
So let's just take a look at
Eagles 25-1.
Wow. Pretty good odds.
These exactas on the not to free, well, it's a free ad. We're in their book. It's a fantastic bet. These exactas.
We're at the D?
Yeah,
at Circa. On the Circa app.
Circa Sports. Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. So we've got Fezzik. See, now I'm thinking because Amal's initial gut was the Niners. And then Fezzik said, sorry to be boring, but Niners. So we've got the pull up at the Rap Radio. Maybe we could retweet it over at VSiN and see how many we can get over the next 2 hours and try to figure this out. I mean, if we're going NFC, is it anything but the Lions? You guys tell me.
Well, no, Niners.
Right. The Niners are in the mix now, but I'm talking longer number.
Oh, yeah. It's only Detroit.
Are we going deeper than 18-1?
No. I think in the NFC, guys, I think we're down to 3 teams.
Yeah.
San Francisco, Philadelphia, and Detroit.
Yeah.
I think the Dallas Cowboys are exactly who we thought they were.
And the AFC?
Well, for me, the AFC really comes down to two teams, Ravens and the Bengals.
I'm good with both.
I got no problems with those either.
I actually like the Bengals better than the Ravens, I think, though. 30-1.
I just want to look.
You guys won't dare me to start the Brian Bosworth conversation with this question. So, Boz.
I know he's not taking
$1,000 free roll. Your thoughts. And then after he answers it, hey, thanks for the time. All right. We continue. Next, Kyle Hunter, college football handicapper.